One of the many pictures decorating the walls at the Rathskeller is a photograph of Timothy Leary, the psychologist who told people to turn on, tune in, and drop out. Leary went to the Skeller many years ago after debating G. Gordon Liddy of Watergate fame at Penn State. Bar owner Duke Gastiger says Leary collected Americana and wanted to buy one of the bar's tables that was chiseled with customers' names. Leary didn't get to leave with a table, but Gastiger said they'd send him one.
We did. We packed it up and sent it to him, and he mailed us a beautiful note back and a check for a dollar for the table.
Both the check and handwritten note are in a frame with the picture of Leary.
Those are the kinds of things that are just, it's hard to replace a lot of those things.
The All-American Rathskeller, which would have celebrated its 85th anniversary next year, is expected to close instead. New property owners took over the building at the corner of College Avenue and Pugh Street this summer. Those owners, the Herlockers, said there will be a new tenant where the Skeller is. Gastiger says he met with the Herlockers in June. He thought he was going to be able to continue renting the space for the Skeller and his restaurant, Spats. The Herlocker property includes a few other neighboring stores and apartments, too.
So we thought, this is the perfect partnership. They had no plans to raise the building. They wanted us as tenants. All our neighbor tenants who we've been friends with for years were still going to be here. So it seemed like it was a match made in heaven.
Gastiger says they met again in October. He thought it was to negotiate a lease. Instead, he says, the Herlockers told him they had new tenants and that Gastiger couldn't afford the market rates they needed to charge. He currently pays a little bit more than $5,000 a month in rent for both spaces.
Whether I could afford it or not, at least I should have been afforded the opportunity to say, no, I can't afford it, and never had that chance.
The Herlockers did not return calls seeking comment. They did say in a Facebook post that attempts to resolve the issue of a lease were unsuccessful and that their offer to buy the business was turned down. Gastiger says the Herlockers' offer was just for the liquor license.
There was never an offer to buy the businesses.
Now Gastiger says he and his wife Monica and the employees are moving ahead like they need to close.
How much time does it take to close a business that it's been around for 85 years?
The Skeller bills itself as the oldest continually operating bar in the state. Gastiger was a bartender there in the early 1970s and bought it in 1985.
We have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of alumni and visitors that come through our doors every year. Spats as well. We just celebrated our 30th year in Spats.
The Skeller is filled with noted memorabilia, including photographs of Penn State football teams. The dimly lit bar was also home to case days, attempts to set records for drinking the most cases of beer. Gastiger plans to find homes for the bar memorabilia. In the meantime, customers have been dropping by to have a last drink and a final look. Gene Humilovich is a 1969 Penn State grad who lives in State College. He was having lunch there on a recent day.
I still remember the booth that I sat in on my 21st birthday. When I turned 50, my wife and I came down and sat at the same booth. You know, those kind of things just go on and on and on. The place doesn't change, you know.
One thing that has changed over the years are the men's urinals. Gastiger says when the old urinal troughs were being taken out and replaced, there were people who wanted to buy the old ones.
One very famous alumni actually has the trough as a planter in his backyard right now.
Can you say who that is?
I couldn't say that.
Other favorites include the Rathskeller clock behind the bar. Customers make offers to buy that. Susan Young is closing in on her 21st year working there. She's not a typical bar employee. Young is a professor of education who works there one day a week for fun.
We're a tight-knit group here. It's going to be tough to say goodbye. I am truly heartbroken. Some people say, oh, it's just a bar, it's just a dive. It's so much more than that. It's a tradition.
Gastiger says after 33 years, he thought he would run the Skeller and Spats for another 4 or 5 years. After that, he and his wife thought they could sell the businesses to someone who would keep operating them. For now, he says, he appreciates the hundreds of messages of support.
Thank you, Penn State. Thank you, community. Thank you for all the people that have sent kind messages.
Gastiger says they plan to recognize that support from the community, although he's not sure how. He says he's also looking at some type of celebration of life for staff who used to work there. I'm Ann Danahy, WPSU.